God by this line. House of Devotion brought to Madhavati. And the eight classes of Madhavati and Parsha that day. The gave it to Parikshit Maharaj. Thousands of Parikshit Maharaj and Jnani Jews, all were there. At first, he told a sambad, a dialogue between Narada Goswami and Vyasadeva. He told that Vyas has written, first divided Vedas into four Vedas. Rig, Sam, Devi, Atharva. At first there was one Ved, Atharva Ved, Vedas. And after that, persons of Dwapar Yuga cannot remember, were not qualified to remember all the mantras of all Vedas, like Vyasadeva. He can remember every and each mantra of all Vedas. And he is Narayan himself, God himself, incarnation of God. So he knows all the meanings of all Vedas. So that the persons of Dwapar and Kali may remind the monks, a special division was done. So he made four Vedas. After that, he wrote Srimad Mahabharata. Those who had no they are not qualified for reciting Vedas. For Shudra, for all, he did Mahabharata. Gita, Srimad Bhagavad Gita is eighteen chapters from Srimad Bhagavad Gita. After that he did 18 Purans, 18 Upa Purans and 18 Shaka Purans. Total 36 Purans. He did so many all these things. He was sitting in Himalaya on Ganges, and that is called Shamnak Prash, the ashram of that. Only a chain of mountains near Badrikashram. He was not happy. Doing all these things and being the Jagat Guru. But yet, there was something lacking in him. So he was not satisfied with what he has reached. At that time he had done Gita. Also there was Chatushloki Srimad Bhagavatam. But very brief. Padma Purana and all that. Mahabharata, all that. All were following him, but yet there was some lacking in him. Yes. was thinking, I am not right. What is lacking in me? In the same time, now this Divine Master, Gurudev of Vyasa. So he passed the feet of his Gurudev and he honored so much and gave a asana, a seat for him. And then he sat nearer to his lotus feet. Narada Goswami told him that you have done a vast and wonderful all these things, Ved, Upanishad and all other things. But I am saying, why you are not so satisfied? Something like it. He told Gurudev, I am thinking like so, but I cannot tell that where is the disease. You are my Gurudev, you can know what is the disease. He told that I know that disease. A disciple cannot know his disease, where is lacking, what to do. But Gurudev knows where there is any disease there. So if we have given, offered him everything unconditionally, we are surrendered, then he will give the medicine, proper medicine. So that day was like so. I want to know what is the disease and what is the medicine for that. He is telling in Srimad Bhagavatam that I have done so wonderful work. I have so much wealth, a reputation, everything what a worldly man can have. And also a devotee. Everything is with me, but I am not satisfied. Just they told them, Bhavata anudit prayo jaso bhagavat amalam jen eva asau natu set manne tatat asu. So, though you have done so splendid work, but you have not written anywhere the pastimes of Krishna. Who was Krishna? Who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? And what are the pastimes of that Krishna? You have not written. You have told like Ram, you have done all and all other things. In the same category. No supremacy of Krishna you have told anything. So this is the reason that you are not satisfied. You are as a big tree, but not sweet, so there. Without sweet. A cow without cough and milk. So, if you had done so marvelous Vedas, Upanishads and all Puran, everything, with decorated language, ornamental language, but there is no amalajas, pure glory of Krishna. If no ornamental language, very poor language, also in broken, very poor, not in proper way, Yet, if there is a name of Krishna, and the past tense of Krishna, it is perfect. But only ornamental language, having this given or glorifying mukti, salvation, or heaven, or all the other things, a man cannot be satisfied. So you must do it. He told, I don't know how I can do. How I can do? He told his history, own history, life, character, to be asked. How I knew all these things? I want to give you all the methods. A bona fide guru gets his life career to his bona fide disciples. How he received all these things? In what form? Also in Brihad Bhagavatamrita we see that Gop Kumar telling to his one Brahmin his pastime, how he meeting with Gurudev, how he was his mercy, I received his mercy, how I developed. With this, a disciple will be, disciple will have so much affection and so much love and faith in Gurudev. He told Brihad Bhagavatamrita that Gop Kumar is telling that my Gurudev was sitting there, and he told that, oh, you are coming from that place? Oh, you have come to Mathura? Yes. He told everything, what happened. He was astonished. How you knew all this? Oh, he qualified. What you wanted? Guru told without any question from Vishal. And he saw that, oh, Gurudev has, I have not questioned him, and yet he has told all my questions answered. Then he had so much faith on Gurudev. And he decided that I should take shelter of him. Otherwise he will not be satisfied, then he will not take shelter of that. So this is the process. Lord told that I was a son of very low class of any widow. When I was about 5 years, some rishis came in our village, and that was rainy season. Very renowned, these marshes there, like Sanat Sanandan, Sanatan, and all so many. In India, we see that sadhu, real sadhu, they don't come out anywhere else. They live in a special place, always doing kirtan, always in meditation, always in harikatha, 4 months. And that is called Chaturmasya. You know, you have heard about Chaturmasya, 4 months of this remission. So they came, and they very short a heart for living their body. Managed. And simply they take one time, very simple things, fruits and other things, or anything by begging, and they use it. Harikatha, always. Remembering, telling people. So Narada is telling that I was at 5 years old. My mother was engaged there to wash the pots, utensils and all other things, cooking place. And when they used to offer to their Ishtadev and Mahaprasad, they used to take, and something was remaining in there.
Plate.
Not plate, but it's plate of three. Leaf plate. Leaf. And so, they used to wrap up all and to fell in it. The mother of Nag Rishi used to say, and the boy serving the Rishi, giving water, when they used to go to take bath, he used to take the cloth of Rishi, Dandakamandalu, and Langoti. Langoti, you know, sannyasi take. Only very little, dry, and go. And when they used to take bath, after that, the wet dresses he used to bring. Well, sometimes water, sometimes doing these things. And hearing mentally what they are saying. Sometimes he told, "Oh, Vaishnava Thakur, may I take your remnant something? Which is in your lips, please just bite off." And they left some remnants and gave to them. Once he took and became by taking, by the serving of remnants, remnants are of two kinds. What is remnant? Maha, maha, maha prasada. The remnants of Gurudev, he has heard, and again, he gave him. Then it becomes Maha Maha Prasadam. Also like this, Maha Prasadam also, offered to Krishna, and then devotees are taking, and after that remaining is called Maha Maha Prasadam. This is very essential for this. Especially the words coming from the mouth. Makes the hearts of disciples and devotees very strong, faithful, and clears all the bad things which are in our heart. The charanamrita of Krishna or deity are so powerful, but the charanamrita of Gurudev and bona fide person are more powerful. Especially the fit dust of Holy Master and bona fide Vaishnava. It is Uttam Adhikari. It is more than, more of high grade that I am. So sacred. And it can purify our hearts. So fit. So he took three things from the Vaishnava. And very soon his heart was so much pure. He remembered what they have told. He used to serve so harmony with so heart. 4 months were gone and they were leaving that place. This wife began to weep bitterly. What to do? What should I do? He was not waiting for her mother, his mother, but waiting for the perfect and quiet, very bona fide person. And they saw that he is waiting for them, called very affectionate, and told in his ear some mantra. In lonely place you should go, and in this process is the process he told, and do it for some time. The mantra says realize. You will be realized. Total. They went away. But mother of Margaret, always taking the boys in his lap, and he could not understand why he is waiting and why he is not satisfied. She used to give him so many kinds of preparation. So many things to play and all. But it was not that. Oh, Krishna, when I will have a time that I will have a special place, a special time to chant this mantra. One day he saw that in very morning his mother went to take pushpa.
Flower.
A serpent came and at once bite. And at once it died. He saw that my mother died. At once ran to forest. Very dense and very fearful forest. He did not care that his mother was lying down and dead. Oh, Krishna has so much mercy. Now I am free. No deity at all. A dense forest. In a very good pond he took bath and under a shade of very tenant tree. He sat down. Did like this and also reminding, reciting that. Very soon, now this is telling, very soon I saw that as a flash lightning, that is right, Narayan, 400 Narayan, Sang Chakra Gada Padma, very beautiful face, a smiling face, he came. And as a flash, vanished. He began to cry. Oh Narayan, oh Narayan. You should save me. I cannot live without. Sitting so bitterly, at once, voice came. Don't be worried. I'm there, but you cannot see. Because you have something here, malice, anything, wrong, something. And this body cannot bear that thing. So you should live in this world, chanting my name and roaming here and there, teaching the persons how to have divine Krishna or Narayan, and doing so, doing Hare Kirtan, a death will come, when death will come, and you will keep your left face on the head of death and will come. Then I began to roam here and there. Narad bajaye bina.
Narad muni bajaye bina.
Narad muni bajaye bina. Radhikaram. Narayan Narayan. Sriman Narayan Narayan. Sriman Narayana Narayana Narayana. Sriman Narayana Narayana Narayana. Sriman Narayana Narayana Narayana. Like this. Sometimes Radha Raman name and from at that one day they came and he kept his face on the head of death, means crossing the death. He left that body, material body, and he had at once his Siddha Dev came out, and no chariot, no Viman like Dhruva, not needed that. exhale, then to
Narayan. And he became so powerful to go in Prithvi Lok, Bhu Lok, Bhuvar Lok, Brahma Lok, Vaikunth Lok, everywhere. And with perpetual Sachidanandamaya study. No difference between possessive and
possession.
No difference between soul and body. Everything becomes Sachidanand. No death, no birth, no overly things. But he was seen like a person, like worldly person, but he was at the power. He is telling that by serving four things that I told and having hearing the Hari Katha, pure Hari Katha of Krishna, Narayana, everything I knew, what was Maya, what is Krishna, what is Bhakti, everything I knew. So, by reading all Purans, even reading Srimad Gita, Mahabharata, and by reciting all Vedas and giving, going fire sacrifices, Ashwamedh Yajna, Rajasya Yajna, everything. They cannot help in Krishna Bhakti. So he told to Vyasa, you should purify your heart by Bhakti Yoga. How to do? We get a process. This process is given or in disciplic orders. If anyone does not learn that disciplic order, he cannot realize all this. This is mystery thing. A bona fide guru gives this to bona fide any disciple, not to others. And this is why if a person wants to know all these things and to practice, he should surely go to any bona fide guru. Otherwise he can realize all these things. So that when Narada went away from that place, he took bath in Ganges. And Bhakti Yogena Manasa Samyak Panihite Amale Apashyat Puranam Mayan Chajada Pasha. Bhakti Yogena. Without Bhakti, heart connected to Bhakti. A man thinks that generally we think that we can first purify our hearts and then we should do bhakti. We should purify our heart, then pure Krishna name will come. But this is not Siddhanta. In any way, if you have some sadhā, a little bit of sadhā, we are qualified to have Guru Dev. I am standing myself. What I am, what I am now giving to you. You can qualify, you can do everything. This body, mind and everything I have offered to you, what to do and not what to do is in your hand. It's a Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Gaya and told the same thing to Krishna. Ei, deham ami samarpanam tumare. I have given offered myself in your lotus feet unto your lotus. What to do and not to do? Now, you see. So, a disciple goes to the Guru. As much as bhakti will go in our heart, her heart will be purified. If there is no bhakti, heart will not be purified. We cannot do in lakhs and lakhs, but we can control air, but we cannot control mind. See, anyone cannot control air. Our life depends on air. Breathing. Be silent and don't take air for 60 seconds. What is here? So, there are persons who can control this air also. I was practicing in very early. How to control this? Half minute, gradually, 1 minute, after that. Anyhow, 1 minute.